So we went to Cologne yesterday.
Cologne.
Yeah. To see England play. Noel Gallagher was going to the game. We went to the game last night. So we met up with him in a hotel. Very nice hotel. We also saw Phil Mitchell off of EastEnders getting in the lift.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, I should have saved that as a guest too.
I never saw him.
I thought you saw that. Anyway, check out the picture of Noel, me and Dave. I look weird.
I look weird as well.
My body looks huge and my head looks like it's been stretched upwards.
Dreadful photo.
Maybe it's my eyes. Anyway, we brought a tape machine along and had a chat with Mr. Noel Gallagher. We are in a hotel suite. Well, it's not a suite, it's more of a room.
It's not a suite.
I've got to be honest, Noel, it's a bit disappointing.
Well, I'm not paying for it. If I was paying for it, they get 14 of us in here. We can just about squeeze the 5 of us in here.
There's a nice little single bed there shoved against the wall. And,
well, it's in case I fall. It means I can only fall out of one side later when I'm mother, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also means you're sleeping on your own again tonight, mind you.
What do you mean again?
Well, anyway. So, you've only just got out, so you've been watching the World Cup games in your luxurious, palatial palace in the Mediterranean sunshine.
Yes, that's right, in the Balearic sunshine.
See, what did you not want to come out for the first couple of games?
I've got to say, Paraguay and Trinidad and Tobago didn't really do it for me. I was like, I'd rather watch them in a vest and me knotted hanky in Ibiza than come out here and be surrounded by sweaty Germans.
Well, you missed a treat. They were fantastic games. England played brilliantly.
I was watching them on the telly and it was worse than watching the snooker.
Was anything to be worried about?
I don't know, not really. I'm a bit... No, they've been pretty average. But not as bad as everybody's saying, but not as good as everybody thinks they were going to be.
You think Rooney should have played the other day?
No, I don't think he should start. I don't think he should have started, or he should start tonight, which is against Sweden tonight. I don't think so, because he should have brought another striker instead of Walcott, Sonny. That's been shown up to be a bit of a stupid decision now, I think. If he doesn't play Walcott against Sweden, then when's he going to play him? But I think they should be bringing in, because he's saying he's going to play Rooney for the first hour. I'd have thought he's best playing for the last hour. What would I know?
Possibly more than Sven.
I'm only a mixed up, confused rock star.
Do you buy into any of this theory, this ridiculous theory, that as Sven is leaving, he's decided to leave us with a bit of a stuff you? Here's my England team. Good night, God bless, see ya.
Well, I think he's got his Galacticos mentality where he just picks the most famous players. And when you look at it on paper, all those players, it looks dazzling to the eye. It's the same as Real Madrid. It looks dazzling to the eye, but they don't seem to be gelling, but... I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. He can't be that calculated. He's a nice Swedish man. Swedish people are not calculated, are they? They're very normal.
I don't know. Hence Swedish IKEA. People.
It's him and Ulrika, isn't it, really? And wasn't Magnus Magnusson? He was Swedish.
He's Icelandic.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Apparently Magnus Magnusson was always in the phone book.
Is he the same as David Davidson? Only the Scandinavian version.
Apparently.
You know, before the tournament started off, what were your thoughts with regards to England before you saw the first three games? Were you optimistic?
Well, no, because I tend not to fall into that trap that is laid by the British press, where they always, always, always big it up, like you're going to be the greatest thing to get there, and then as soon as the ball's kicked, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to England, that they only beat Paraguay 1-0. So somewhere in between the two lies the truth, and I didn't think they were as good as everyone was saying. Particularly when Rooney was injured, and I don't think now they're as bad as everybody's saying. Now that they're not playing well, they're just average.
They haven't really gelled yet, but you kind of think that, you know, if they turned it on against Sweden, or if they, you know, raise their game for the bigger teams, they could actually still go on and go all the way. You know, as some people predicted before
this is why today I've been saying I'd rather get Germany in the next round, because if we get Ecuador, they're going to put 10 players behind the ball.
Like Trinidad did.
Yeah, and Paraguay, and they're going to frustrate England, where the Germans won't be allowed to do that in front of their own fans. They're going to have to come out and take the game to England. I'd rather face the Germans and knock them out now. And I think that would give the team a lift. But I just think there's just this mega, mega, like, hype before England play, and then there's this almighty crash after they play. And I think... I don't know. I think a lot of people just buy into what they read in the papers. I think somewhere in between the two is the truth. They're just average at the minute, you know. But I think the main thing is we're not conceding goals. We don't even look like conceding goals. And I think the back four is the best back four in the tournament. I mean.
Yeah, they look solid, but there's just nothing. It's not firing up front, though, is it?
No,
because because Peter Crouch is never going to be a prolific goal scorer.
No.
Owen's not fit. Rooney's not fit. And Walcott, frankly, I mean, much as he's a good kid, if you're not going to play him, it's a waste of a space, isn't it?
Well, none of us know anything about him. You know, I'm amazed that Eriksen can pick him.
If he's not even seen him play. He's not played a game for Arsenal.
Well, when you've got him on Crouch on the pitch, you know, it's too tempting not to knock a 70-yard pass up to him. And you know, Lampard, Gerrard and Beckham, they do like a 70-yard pass, don't they? You know, they're not ones for like you know, the short little passes, but they're not playing well and they've not conceded a goal and they're still in with the shout. So if they do click, you know, you never know.
I agree, by the way, in all of that football talk. Let's play record and then we'll be back from Noel Gallagher's luxurious one-bedroomed hotel room in Mrs. Miggins' German B&B. Next, we'll have more on Radio 1. So, we're talking to Noel Gallagher.
From Germany, International Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 and we are in Germany and we're in a beautiful hotel with Mr. Noel Gallagher. We've had your thoughts on the football. The one thing we didn't ask you was, even though by the time people are listening to this, the game will have been yesterday, would you like to predict the score?
I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be a score draw. I think it'll be either 1-1 or 0-0. It's in danger of becoming a kickabout, I think, because neither of them, you're as well playing Germany or Ecuador, I don't think it really matters from now. So I'd have thought, I can't see England going for it, I can't see Sweden going for it, although Sweden need a point.
5-0, I think.
What's Sweden? That's not very patriotic.
No. On to lighter things. Luckily, you didn't see me on X Factor.
Oh, that's correct.
But you did hear about it.
I did hear about it.
How
yeah.
did you hear about it?
Somebody phoned me and just said he's a murderer. He's killed one of your children.
You texted Chris, didn't you?
I did.
Straight afterwards.
Yeah, just a big capital letters.
Murdered my
murderer.
Son.
Murderer. But I texted him saying, look, you know, keep out of Liam's way, that's for starters. Keep out of his way. Because he'll always...
Liam will be crapping himself.
Because I haven't spoken to Liam for a while now, right? Because he's been all day and I've been all day. And I know the first thing he's going to say to me is, your mate Chris Moyles, eh? What's he doing singing one of my songs? And it'll get, you know, it'll escalate into something far more serious than it should be. But what I did say was, it's a good job it was for charity.
It made a lot of money for charity. It was for my mum's charity,
and that's even better.
You know, isn't that good?
Because if I sang one of your jingles for my mum's charity, you wouldn't be upset.
I wouldn't be upset at all.
No. Well, there you go then.
Yeah, and you can as long as it's not Slepty Tarzan.
Yeah. What did Carol say? Did he give it to you?
No, Carol said he just said that it was just every bloke's dream to stand on stage and sing Wonderwall to a massive crowd. And I said, yeah, it was. But he said it was my. It wasn't my worst performance of the show. I might have done. They say the same things.
But he liked me.
Yeah, well, I like Simon Cowell. What did the musical genius that is Louis Walsh say?
I liked it.
I
liked it. Chris, I think you'll be a big star. You're very funny, and I think you'll win the competition. I agree with Simon. Not your best song, but great. You sang it very well, and I want to see you in the final. Brilliant. So very quickly then, because I know you love talking about Oasis. What
band?
Yeah, they're a great band.
Best album of all time, apparently. So I'm told in some poll. These polls are usually, you know, when you get these under great album of all time. I always read them and think number 11. That's Mickey Mouse. That. And someone said, one of management phone said, "Have you heard?" And I said, "No." What? Well, there's been some poll back in England. They went, "Well, go on. Where was it? Number 19, I reckon." All these polls, Mickey Mouse. He said, "No, it's number one." Proper Guinness Book of Records. They know their stuff, man. Yeah, I was amazed. Well, not amazed, but I was pretty chuffed.
I've got that album. Have you got that album?
I've got that album, and I've also got the the DVD thing that came out last year.
Definitely, maybe.
Was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago, wasn't it? It was 2004, was it?
Good DVD, that. Still available in all good records.
I like Familiar to Millions as a decent live DVD video and CD and cassette.
Yeah, we were at that concert, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. It was the better of... Was it two nights?
It was the better of the two nights.
Yeah, one was brilliant, which we went to, and the other one was on Sky. And
one was brilliant for a very different reason. One was brilliant for a different reason. Definitely, maybe.
So what are you doing? What are Oasis doing? I take it at the moment you're having a break.
We're not doing anything, but everybody's on holiday, and we've decided that we're going to get together when the clocks go forward, which is sometime in October, and go up to our own studio and see who's written what and if we've got anything worth releasing. But I wouldn't say we'd be doing, because if we start writing stuff, then we'll start recording stuff, and if we start recording stuff, then our manager, God bless him, will book a tour, and then we'll have to go back out on tour. And it's like, we toured for a year and a bit last year, so I need a year and a bit holiday to balance it out. So
you don't really need a year and a bit holiday.
In my own warped little world, if I gig for 9 months, then I need 9 months off.
Right.
So I gigged for 13 months, so I need 13 months off from March just gone.
You know when you sort of take a break and you have time off as a band?
It's always got plenty of time.
But do you
more holidays than Sarah Cox.
It's one of the perks.
Do you consciously make a decision?
Oh, the Christmas book has more hours than you.
Do you consciously try not to...
A year.
Write songs.
Yeah.
However you do it, you put down your pen or you put down your notebook or whatever and just
Well,
leave.
If I write something, I'll go straight up to the studio and record it and then go and play it to everyone. And then somebody will tell somebody to tell somebody, and then there'll be someone in the enemy saying Oasis are back in the studio, and then the bandwagon will start rolling again. And the last cycle was so successful and enjoyable. It's like, I fancy resting on my laurels for a bit. You know, we've never had that. Because when Morning Glory came out, it was great. We never had the chance to kind of bask in the glory of it, so I'm kind of enjoying not doing anything. It's good.
But there must be times, though, when you think about something, you know, a title or something or a lyric or whatever, and you might be in the most bizarre place, you might be in the supermarket, or you might be driving your car or whatever, and then you've got to go and write it down or record it in some way, otherwise you'll lose it.
Yeah,
you know?
I've got a notebook and I scribble things down, and I'm pretty good at remembering chords and stuff like that, but I figure if it's good enough, it'll come back. You know, I don't carry a dictaphone around me all the time, like Alan Partridge. Idea for song, D minor to F sharp, song about trolleys. You know, what are you smirking at?
I like the song about trolleys.
Rhymes with dollies.
Yeah, you can get so much. It's a song about trolleys. It rhymes with dollies.
Got off my trolley with a cow called Dolly.
I tell you what, we'll write the rest of it, put out a track 4 on the next CD single. Dave and I, we could afford a place to beat it.
I don't think you could. They're quite expensive.
Enjoy the football.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed walking around here today, actually. Lots of people. Liam! 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 Can I get a picture? No. Where's your Noel? Oh, he's on the moon in his new house on the moon. It's been fun, man. There's so many England. It's unbelievable that how many England fans travel to these things. It's quite incredible.
It's a bit... It looks a bit racy out there.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well, they've all been drinking strong lager all day, haven't they? I'm looking forward to that
this
later
is a
on.
Problem,
I've
isn't
been
it?
Drinking strong lager all night. Should be good.
Well, behave yourself. Oh, by the way, it's a tradition on there. We give the usual plug to Yorkshire Tea. You say how much you love Yorkshire Tea, so
well,
they send
still,
you way too
I'm
much of it.
I'm still... You know, after we was on the show, Yorkshire Tea sent us a really nice letter from Mr. and Mrs. Yorkshire Tea saying, we're a small company and we're competing with the other two, you know, PG and Typhoon. It's great that somebody like you is endorsing our product. But Yorkshire Tea, available at Waitrose, aisle 4.
It's available all over Yorkshire and the rest of England, in fact.
Yeah.
Also available in Yorkshire. Noel, thank you very much.
Pleasure, as always. Thank you. I walk on.